సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతం వందే గురు పరంపరా సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 183. మనోమయో నాపి భవేత్ పరాత్మా హ్యాద్యంతవత్వాత్ పరిణామి భావాత్ దుఃఖాత్మకత్వాత్ విషయత్వహేతోః ద్రష్టా హి దృశ్యాత్మతయా న దృష్టః. సో వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ మనోమయ కోశ అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది లాస్ట్ శ్లోక డీలింగ్ విత్ మనోమయ కోశ. శంకరాచార్య హీ కన్క్లూడ్స్ ది టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ ద థర్డ్ కోశ. As we have seen earlier, we are in the grand topic of the Panchakosha Vivekaha, which started in Shloka 149. And what was covered in a few shlokas in Tattva Bodha, that is magnified so much in Viveka Chudamani. He first talked about the nature of Manomaya Kosha, then the role of Manomaya Kosha, which itself is the cause of bondage if impure, and Manomaya Kosha itself is the cause of moksha or liberation if pure. All of them were discussed. And in this shloka, shloka 183, Shankaracharya says that Manomaya Kosha also is not Atma. That is, it is not myself. I am not my mind. I am the user of my mind as an instrument, but I am not my mind. I use my mind in my jagratavastha, in the waking state, and in the swapnavastha, in the dream state, and in the sushupti avastha. The mind is resolved. The instrument is not there in the deep sleep state, in the sushupti avastha, but I am there as the conscious being. Even though the mind is not there in the Sushupti Avastha, I am there as a conscious being. In short, what he says is, in this shloka is, Atma is the consciousness in the mind, but not the mind itself. Like what? Like for example, the light, sunlight. Sunlight is the light upon the hand. When I put my hand, sunlight upon the hand, but it is not the hand itself. So he says, Manomayaha api, Paratma na bhavati. Manomaya kosha is also not Paramatma, the real self, the real I. That is why he uses the word paraha. Paraha means real. If it is not a real I, then what is it? It is, we can say, a fake I. So when you say, I am agitated, then to which I are we referring to? According to Vedanta, it is not the real I. For the real I, it is impossible to get agitated. Only the mind gets agitated. Atma never gets agitated. Only we have very unintelligently identified with the agitated mind and we say that I am agitated. Like what? Some people, you know, they open their mouth when the neighbor is eating. Especially this is very common when you feed the children. When the children open their mouth and you feed, you also open the, many times the mother also will be opening the mouth. So when this happens in the grossest of things itself, then what to talk about the subtlest of things? So Manomaya is not the real I. And what are the reasons for that? There are four reasons given here. Number one, Adyantavatvat, because it is subjected to Adi and Anta. It is subjected to arrival and departure. As we always experience, it is subject to arrival in what? In the Jagratavastha and in the Swapnavastha. And it is subject to departure in the Sushupti Avastha. I am there before the arrival of the mind. I, the consciousness, Chaitanyam, am there before the arrival of the mind, during the presence of the mind, and after the departure of the mind also in the deep sleep state. Then we can ask, what is the proof for this? When the mind is not functioning, it is resolved. I am aware of the resolved condition of the mind and therefore I must be different. So, adhyantavatvat, it is subjected to arrival and departure. And second one, parinami bhavat, the mind, even when it is present in the jagratavastha and in the sushupti avastha, in the supanavastha, it is subject to changes, parinama means change. I am aware of the changing mind. And the one who knows the changes is not subject to any change. The witness of changes is not involved in the change. Why? It's very simple. Suppose, for example, I say that this hall has changed now because of maybe painting or rearrangement of the furniture, whatever it is. Then what does it mean? I was there to be aware of the previous condition of the hall, and I am there to be aware of the changed condition of the hall. Therefore, I, the witness, am not involved in the changes. So, parinami bhavat. That's the second factor. Then the third reason is dukkhatmakatvat. Because it is of the nature of dukkham or sorrow, the mind has got sorrow. Shankaracharya says it is saturated with sorrow. The mind is saturated with sorrow. Why do we say so? When sorrow is there is sorrow. And when happiness is there, then also there is sorrow. You know what is that sorrow? The fear that this happiness might go away. People normally, what do they say? When everything is fine, for example, they did a great event at home, something nice has happened. When everything is fine, what they are worried about? Whether there could be any drishti, you know, netra drishti and all that thing. People might say, oh, they cast an eye on me, all kinds of things. So that kind of drishti dosha might come. So when anyone visits the house or your child makes a good performance in the school or somewhere in public, what do people normally do? They do the antidote for drishti. According to their customs, they call it Drishti Shuddhifai in Tamil. I don't know about other languages. So they do all these things so that all those evil, whatever people cast their eyes and all, will be, and they'll be removed. So therefore, even though I am happy externally, there is still the inner fear that is there. Therefore, manaha dukkha rupam. Whereas Shankaracharya says, atma is ananda swarupaha. Then how can the ananda atma be ever equated to the dukkham manaha? And therefore dukkhatmakatvat. And my nature is not dukkham. We can say so by making use of the shastra also. It is not my mind. You know, my nature is not dukkham, not only by experience, but also by in shastra also. By making use of the reasoning also, both ways we can say. So for example, whatever be my nature, I will be comfortable with. That is my nature. I will be comfortable with that. If sorrow is my nature, since being sorrowful is very natural to me, I will never struggle to get out of sorrow if that is my nature, because it is my nature. And whenever anyone is sorrowful also, I won't inquire, why are you in sorrow? Because it is the nature. But what do we find? Whenever there is sorrow, there is always struggle to get out of sorrow. And whenever someone is sorrowful, we ask the question, how are you? Why are you like that? But when happiness comes, I have no struggle. I am not trying to find some medicine or the other to get rid of happiness. Nor when someone is happy, we are not worried. We don't ask him, why are you happy? Therefore, the law of nature is to get out of unnatural things. And we try to get out of sorrow, and so sorrow should be unnatural to us. Also, the law of nature is to accept being and being comfortable with anything that is natural. And happiness we are comfortable with, and therefore happiness is my nature. This is the reasoning part. But we remember, all these are based on the Shruti teaching also in the scriptures. Nothing we prove by pure reason alone. We have to have the backing by the Shruti. Without the help of Shastra, pure reasoning alone, we don't claim. Because the Upanishad itself says, నైషా తర్కేన మతిరాపనేయ. కఠోపనిషత్ వి హవ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ దట్ ఎర్లియర్. సో ఆల్ ది రీజన్స్ ఆర్ శృతి బ్యాక్డ్ రీజన్స్ ఓన్లీ, బ్యాక్డ్ బై ద శాస్త్రాస్. అండ్ శృతి క్లియర్లీ టెల్స్ మీ ఆనంద ఆత్మ, ఆనంద ఆత్మ బ్రహ్మపుచ్చం ప్రతిష్ట, తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్. దర్ ఫోర్ ఐ గివ్ రీజనింగ్స్ ఆల్సో అలాంగ్ ద లైన్స్ ఆఫ్ శృతి, అలాంగ్ ద లైన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్. అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ వెన్ ఐ లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ ఐ ఫైండ్ ఆత్మ ఈస్ ఆనంద అండ్ మనం మనహ ఈస్ దుఃఖం. దర్ ఫోర్ సుఖం మనహ కెనాట్ బి ఆనంద ఆత్మ, సుఖం మనహ కెనాట్ బి ఆనంద ఆత్మ. సో దట్ ఈస్ ద కన్క్లూషన్. అండ్ నౌ అండ్ దెన్ ఆద్యంతవత్వాత్ దెన్ పరిణామి భావాత్ అండ్ దుఃఖాత్మకత్వాత్, సో ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ రీజన్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ గివన్. దెన్ ది ఫోర్త్ రీజన్ వన్ ఇస్ వాట్ విషయత్వ హేతోహో, విషయత్వ హేతోహో ఇస్ ద ఫోర్త్ రీజన్. విషయత్వం, విషయత్వం మీన్స్ బీయింగ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అండ్ హేతోహో మీన్స్ బీయింగ్. సో ది మైండ్ ఈస్ క్లియర్లీ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ మై ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ బికాస్ ఐ ఆమ్ అవేర్ of the previous conditions of the mind, the present conditions of the mind. And in fact, not only I am aware of my mind, I only am aware of my mind. What are my mental conditions? No one knows. Others can only infer perhaps. For example, if I smile, you may infer that I am happy. But one can develop the mannerism of smiling, like, you know, like many sales people and all. But inside, there can be even a volcano. So others' mental conditions can be inferred perhaps, but can go wrong also. So I am aware of my mind, and so we have to apply the logic. Whatever is experienced is different from the experience. Therefore, Shankaracharya tells in the fourth line, drashta na drishtaha. The experiencer, drashta, is never experienced, na drishtaha. How? Drishyatmataya, as an object, temporarily. Drishyatmataya means temporarily. The experiencer consciousness is never temporarily experienced as an object. Consciousness is evident all the time, but it is never temporarily experienced as an object. Whereas, what about the mind? Mind is temporarily experienced only in the jagratavastha, in the waking state, and in the swapnavastha, dream state. Drashta, drishya, drishyatmataya, drishya, as an object. So, drishya rupena. So, the experiencer is never experienced as an object, whereas mind is experienced as an object. And therefore, the mind is the experienced one. Atma is experiencer, and so are not same, mind and Atma are not same. And after elaborately studying the Manomaya, then we have to spend time to descend, identify from Manomaya. That is how the development is. If you remember, we first elaborately study whatever kosha it is, and then later descend, identify ourselves from that kosha. Because however much you purify the mind is going to have traces of problem. Exactly like what? Making the body healthy. I want to make the body very healthy. However much I try to make the body healthy, body will have some problem or the other. So what is the ultimate solution for that? Not making it totally healthy, it's not possible. But to understand that I am not the body which is subject to health and ill health. We can keep the body reasonably healthy, but 100% health is not, that does not exist. So ultimately, in moksha, a jnani is not going to get a perfectly healthy body. Even if a jnani, he becomes a jivan muktaha, then will he have a perfectly healthy body? No. Jnani learns to accept the passing of ill health also. Similarly, we should remember, whatever we do, mind is never going to become perfect. You have to understand that clearly. It will have its own plus and minuses, including a jnani's mind, most important. not only our mind, including a jnani's mind. Just as a jnani's body is also subject to health and ill health, so also his mind. Then what is the difference between jnani's mind and mine? Jnani's moksha is not because his mind is perfectly healthy, but jnani's moksha is because of his discovery that I am not the mind which is subject to health, good health and ill health. Because of tremendous sadhana, the ill health of the mind is limited for him. He may not shout in anger, but anger can rise in his mind. He knows how to handle it. So the author says, I am not Manomaya also. Shloka 184.
Buddhir buddhindriyai sardham savritti kartru lakshanaham vijnanamaya koshasyat pumsas samsara karanam.
So now we enter into the fourth kosha, namely the vijnanamaya kosha. So we are already done with Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha. We are now entering into the fourth Kosha, namely Vijnanamaya Kosha, from Shloka 184 to Shloka 206. And Shankaracharya defines Vijnanamaya Kosha in this Shloka. He says, Buddhihi Vijnanamaya Koshaha Syat. The intellect, Buddhi, is Vijnanamaya Kosha. And what type of intellect? Buddhindriyaihi Sardham. Along with the five jnanendriyas. Here, buddhindriya means jnanendriyas, the sense organs. So, the intellect stuffed along with the sardham. Sardham means along with. It's an indeclinable word. Saha, samam, sakham. So, it is, this is sardham. Not only the intellect and sense organs, along with its vrittis. Vrittis means thoughts, thought modifications. And that too, a specific thought known as Aham Vrittihi. We have seen this before. Aham Vrittihi, mind and buddhi are not totally separate substances. We have seen this earlier. Mind and buddhi, etc., are all together one subtle substance only. They are differentiated as mind and buddhi based on the type of thought that is entertained. The names differ. When the Anatma Vritti takes place, or the idam vritti take place. We have seen this idam vritti also earlier. So when the anatma vritti takes place or the idam vritti takes place, any vritti which reveals the external world, that is called manaha, the instrumental one. But when it refers to itself as aham, owning itself or referring to itself, then the very same mind stuff is called vijnanamaya kosha or ahankaraha. And what is that? Kartru lakshanaha. It is the karta of all actions. Kartru lakshanaha. So manomaya is presented as karanam and as karanam instrument, and vijnanamaya is presented as the karta. So manomaya is the instrument karanam, and vijnanamaya is the agent, the doer, the karta. Therefore, bhokta, pramata, all that. Because it is karta, so it should be bhokta also. So, the subtle substance called antakkaranam, the inner equipment, called the mind stuff. So, because it is matter, we call it stuff. Mind stuff, we call it a stuff. To indicate the mind is also is a subtle substance and not a concept. Vijnanamaya kosas, vijnanamaya kosha syat, pumsaha samsara karana. It is this karta, this ahankara, which is the cause of samsara, the localized I, the individuality. That is this cause of samsara. Because when I say aham brahmasmi, I am localized, all unlocalized, all pervading consciousness. When I say aham brahmasmi, I am unlocalized, all pervading consciousness. That unlocalized I is the atma. But when I use the expression I and refer to the localized I am here, I am there, I am going, I am traveling. When I say all that, that limited I is called karta, which is the vijnanamaya koshaha. So this is pumsaha samsara karanam. This is the karanam for samsara. Then a doubt might come. In the previous section, what did we say? We said Manomaya is the samsara karana. Mind alone is the cause of bondage, liberation, both. Here we say Vijnanamaya kosha is samsara karana. Then what is really samsara karanam? A doubt might come. Both are samsara karanam only because an agent can do something only when there is the instrument. For example, when we say someone committed a murder, who killed? The knife or the person? Both together killed. Knife was the instrument and the killer was the user of the instrument. Similarly, without mind, there cannot be a samsara. What is the proof? In sushupti, in deep sleep, mind is not there. Mind alone cannot be the cause of samsara. The ahankara, the karta, that also is required. So if karta is not there, for example, even if the mind is there, there cannot be samsara. If karta is not there, even if the mind is there. So what is the example? For example, it's a jnani. In the case of a jnani, the mind is there, but samsara is not there. Whereas in the case of a sleeper who is in deep sleep, mind is not there, but samsara is there. Therefore, we require what? Both are equally required. Ahankara is also required, the karta, and the mind also is required, the karanam, the instrument. Only when both are together, samsara is possible. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, manaha karanam karta karanam. So, pumsaha samsara karanam. That's what he says. Shloka 185.
అనువ్రజ చిత్ ప్రతిబింబ శక్తి విజ్ఞాన సంజ్ఞ ప్రతి ప్రకృతేర్వికార జ్ఞాన క్రియావానహమిత్యజస్రం దేహేంద్రియాదిష్వభిమన్యతే భృశం.
సో ఇన్ ది ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక శ్లోక 184 శంకరాచార్య సెడ్ విజ్ఞానమయ ఇస్ ది కర్త అండ్ ది కాస్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. So in this shloka, he explains the way in which Vijnanamaya causes samsara. So this is a diagnosis. The mechanism of samsara that is being explained here. Lot of technicalities of the shastras, they are all brought down here. We'll see to some extent whatever they are. So Shankaracharya said earlier, Vijnanamaya is a subtle substance. That is, it is a material. Vijnanamaya is a material. It is a product of five elements. And only the difference what? It is the product of five subtle elements. And being a product and a material, it is inert. Vijnanamaya also is inert by itself. Therefore, Vijnanamaya is naturally inert, made up of Achetana Pancha Bhutani. So, the Baudhikatvad because of origin, from the five elements, Bhautikatvat, Jadaha, it is inert. Even though it is intrinsically inert, because of its subtle nature, because of its fine nature, it is able to reflect the Atma Chaitanyam. Because of its subtle nature. According to Vedanta, consciousness is not a part of the body. It is not the property or product of the body. We can say, extend this to the mind also. So, consciousness is part, not part of the mind, not part of, property of the mind, and even the product of the mind. So, it is a separate entity by itself, and this consciousness is capable of reflecting in the subtle matter because of its fineness. The matter is so fine, and this consciousness is capable of reflecting in that. So, this is what? So, sukshmatvad, fineness, sattvikatvad cha. Just as, for example, a mirror is capable of reflecting my face because of its fine surface, but not the cloth. A cloth cannot reflect my face. So, the mind enjoys permanent borrowed consciousness because of its ability to reflect. Or technically here, instead of mind, we can call it Vijnanamaya Kosha, enjoys that. And it because of that, it appears as though it is intrinsic consciousness. Because it is permanently borrowed from Chaitanyam consciousness, the original consciousness, it appears as though it is intrinsic. So, mind appears to be sentient, but it has only a permanent borrowed sentiency. The sentiency it is permanent, but it is borrowed. And it is in this stuff which has borrowed sentiency that is called karta. Philosophical ego is this stuff alone. And Shankaracharya, he points out that the Vijnanamaya Kosha is called Jivaha, along with this reflected consciousness, reflected Chaitanya. Sabhasa Vijnanamaya Koshaha Jivaha. Abhasa means reflected consciousness. Actually, we have seen these terms all much earlier. And sa abhasa means along with the reflected consciousness. Therefore, sabhasa vijnanamaya koshaha, that means buddhi, vijnanamaya buddhi, along with the reflected consciousness. And this alone is called jivaha. Jivaha, karta, bhokta, and you know, and this alone acquires punya, papa also. All the sanchita karmas, agami karmas, prarabdha karmas, they all belong to the jiva alone. This, the acharya, he explains, actually, and in this shloka, so he says what? Anuvrachit pratibimba shaktihi vijnana samyaha. So, anuvrachit pratibimba shaktihi. Vijnana samyaha means that kosha, which is known as vijnanamaya kosha, vijnana samyaha. So, vijnana samyaha means vijnanamaya kosha, we have to supply. So, pratibimba shaktihi, it is endowed with the borrowed sentiency, pratibimba, or reflected consciousness. And why should it enjoy borrowed consciousness? Because according to Vedanta, buddhi by itself is inert. It is jada vastu. It's a very, very important and basic concept that we should remember. Buddhi is made up of the five subtle elements. So, it is a baudhika vastu, subtle matter. But this buddhi has got the unique power of borrowing consciousness. Like, for example, in science, we know the conductors and non-conductors of electricity. Because of their nature, even though all of them are material only, some of them are good conductors of electricity, some of them are not. So, this ability of the buddhi is called here as the pratibimba shaktihi. Shakti means the power of sentiency, being alive, liveliness. Caused by what? Chit, the original consciousness, the Atma Chaitanyam. So, to be revealed later as Atma, Acharya will reveal it later. So, Chitaha Pratibimba Shaktihi, that is there, where? In the Buddhi. And not only the Buddhi enjoys the borrowed consciousness, wherever the Buddhi goes, the borrowed consciousness also goes. It never forgets. Like, for example, you know, when we go somewhere, many times I forget my glasses in so many places, the keys, something else or the other. Since it permanently travels with buddhi, Shankaracharya, he uses the word anu brajat. Anu means behind, brajat means going. So, what is going behind? The reflection. So, buddhi has got the power of reflected consciousness, which goes behind it all the time. Therefore, we have got a sentient buddhi, which is called Vijnanamaya Koshaha, which is Prakriter Vikaraha. Next, buddhi has to borrow consciousness because it is a product of Prakriti, Prakriter Vikaraha. Prakriti here is Maya, basic matter, which alone has evolved to become this material universe. Vikaraha means product. Prakriter vikaraha means buddhi is a product of prakriti, matter. And so, it does not have swabhavika chaitanyam, but enjoys only agantuka chaitanyam. In Sanskrit, they use these two words, swabhavika chaitanyam and agantuka chaitanyam. The one original Atma alone has got swabhavika chaitanyam. From the Atma, mind borrowed chaitanyam. And from the mind, the sense organs borrowed chaitanyam. So, it's a sense, so from the mind and sense organs, the body borrowed chaitanyam. So, there is a series of borrowing. But the original borrower is what? The mind or buddhi. Because they only are capable of reflecting the original Chaitanya. And the secondary borrower, there are secondary borrower, tertiary borrower, all that we said, is the body, sense organs, all of them. So once it has got a borrowed sentiency, it can do things by itself. It doesn't keep quiet. Once it has got borrowed sentiency, it has become a Chaitanya Vastu now. So capable of thinking, capable of planning, acting, like the mirror, for example, which cannot illumine any object by itself. But once it has got borrowed sunlight, it becomes a secondary source of light. It can illumine a full room. Similarly, the sentient buddhi that has got its individuality and starts its mischief. Once it has become individual, starts mischief. What are the mischief it does? Jnana kriyavan. Acharya says, this buddhi, this vijnanamaya, this jiva takes up to varieties of deliberate activities. Unlike the inert object of creation, for example, like this desk, the desk I have, it cannot do any deliberate action by itself. But this vijnanamaya, this buddhi, this jiva takes up three levels of deliberate activities. Namely, what are the ones? Janati, Icchati, Yatate. Called the life, that is called life. What is life? You learn and know things first. You first know things, how they are, what they are. Then you develop a desire for them. And then you make effort to acquire the desired object. That's why janati, icchati, yatate. So these three levels are called jnana, iccha, prayatnaha. That is our life. All started by what? By whom? The jiva. And once the prayatna comes, once the effort comes, some of the efforts are successful, some of them may not be successful. When it is successful, we are happy. When there is a failure, we are unhappy. All because of what? Jnana iccha prayatnaha. The Tarka Shastra, he presents this very beautifully. Jnana iccha prayatna and dharma, dharma, sukha, dukkha, all that. Once the jnana iccha prayatnam comes, then one will acquire dharma and adharma. Because the prayatnam is moral or immoral, dharma or adharma. And dharma will lead to what? Sukham. And adharma will lead to dukkham. Not only that, finally to samskara, habits. They are also developed by all these. So first time when I do adharma, there is some in the corner of the mind, the conscience, it pricks. That is why we have lie detectors. They developed the lie detectors. When a person tells a lie, there are biological and biochemical changes. Based on that, the lie detector that works based on that principle. Because one is working against my conscience. There is a strain in me. Therefore, initially, there are biochemical changes. Nose itching, for example, is one of the symptoms, they say. When somebody itches the nose, they tell a lie. Actually, when there was this thing, news items, and all, when Clinton lied, they noted this, it seems. I don't know, but that's what I heard. But the inventors of lie detectors, they say that when a person habitually lies, the conscience is blunted. And so it does not work. That lie detector does not work if a person is a habitual liar. So, Tarka Shastra talked about dharma and adharma also, whereas the lie detector cannot detect the lie. So, Tarka Shastra talked about dharma and adharma. Lie detector cannot detect those. This is called life. So, all started from whom? From the jiva. So, jnana kriyavan, activities. Jnana kriya, activities in the form of jnanam. Kriya, it can be taken as pursuit also. So, he is endowed with the jnana pursuit. Not only that, he develops aham iti. Once consciousness comes, that is this self-consciousness or self-reference. That is the uniqueness of a sentient entity. That is, every sentient entity has got the I notion. I am so and so. For example, this desk, for example, if you take, it can never have the I notion. Therefore, the first person singular is the first sign of sentiency. First person singular. And once that arises, everything other than the first person singular is classified into second person, if directly in front, or into third person. So what is the basis for the I notion? I first person, the second person, you. So I first person, I, second person, you, third person, he, she, or it. So when the jiva becomes sentient, first what arises is aham, then the tvam and saha. So Shankaracharya says, aham iti abhimanyate. This jiva alone, it develops self-reference, the ego, the individuality, the I notion. And when ajasram, that individuality I is constantly there, ajasram, whereas you and he, she, it, they constantly change. The I notion is there constantly, whereas the second person, third person, you, he, she, it, that constantly change. Whereas in and through all yous and all he's, the subject I continues. So even when you are listening to the classes, you may not think or talk about I, but throughout the class, I am listening. That is there in your mind all the time. That I is inherent. How do you know that? At the end of the class, when I ask you a question, for example, were you there in the class? You never say, I am not sure. So you are very, very sure I was there in the class throughout. Even though deliberately you do not invoke your presence, subconsciously your presence is registered throughout. That is called aham, aham, aham iti vritti. Balyadishvapi jagradadishu tatha sarvasu avasthasvapi vyavrittasu anuvartamanam. Ahamiti. In Dakshinamurti Stotra we studied. Therefore Shankaracharya, he says, ajasram, ahamiti, aham, aham, constantly, which refers to this jiva. And when this jiva uses the word I, then what are the things involved? Buddhi is there, reflected consciousness is there. If buddhi alone is there, the I notion cannot come. Why? Because buddhi is inert by itself. So, reflected consciousness should be along with buddhi. And can mere reflected consciousness also say, I? It is not possible because any reflection requires what? A reflecting medium. So, both are needed. Buddhi is needed, reflected consciousness is needed. And there is a third factor also which we should not forget. And what is that? The reflection itself is possible not only because of the presence of a medium, because of the original consciousness. For example, if there is a mirror, can you have a reflection by itself in it? We need our head or a face or body, whatever it is, some image. So in Vedanta, they call it, this is called Grivastha Shiraha. Grivastha Shiraha means the head over the neck. So you need the head over the neck to have an image inside the mirror. And the reflection is called Darpanastha Shiraha. The reflection that is inside the mirror, that is called, Darpanam is mirror. Darpanastha Shiraha, the head that is in the reflection. So for the Darpanastha Shiraha to appear, we need the Grivastha Shiraha. Similarly, in the buddhi, if the reflection should come, then there should be the original consciousness should be there. So jiva consists of now three factors, the buddhi, the pratibimba chaitanyam, reflected consciousness, and bimba chaitanyam, the original consciousness. Whenever I say I, all the three are present. But what happens? Even though all the three are there, I am not aware of the fact. This is where the problem of fundamental ignorance comes. I am not aware of that fact. And so instead of claiming the original consciousness, Chaitanyam as myself, I keep claiming everything else other than the original consciousness. And what are the things I am claiming? Actually, this is a tragedy because whatever I claim, they give me a problem. Whatever I claim, they give me a problem. And whatever gives me peace and purnatvam, I don't claim. Atma gives me peace and purnatvam. I don't claim that. So Shankaracharya says, Deha ఇంద్రియాదిషు అభిమన్యతే. దిస్ అన్ఫార్చునేట్, దిస్ ఇగ్నరెంట్, దిస్ అన్ఇంటెలిజెంట్, దిస్ ఇండిస్క్రిమినేట్ జీవ అభిమన్యతే ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ దేహ, ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ విచ్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఎ రిఫ్లెక్టింగ్ మీడియం. ఇంద్రియాస్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో రిఫ్లెక్టింగ్ మీడియం. ఆదిషు, ఆదిషు ఆది పదార్థ ఎట్సెట్రా, ఆది మీన్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా మీన్స్ బుద్ధి ఆర్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఎట్సెట్రా. సో హీ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ అండ్ దెన్ అండ్ దాట్ టు ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ క్యాషువల్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్. శంకరాచార్య హీ యూసెస్ ది వర్డ్ బృషం. బృషం మీన్స్ ఇంటెన్స్లీ, ఫోర్సిబ్లీ హీ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అదర్ దాన్ ఆత్మ. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ దిస్ పర్సన్ డస్, దిస్ జీవ. శ్లోక 186.
అనాదికాలోయమహం స్వభావః జీవసమస్తవ్యవహారవోఢా కరోతి కర్మాణ్యపి పూర్వవాసనః పుణ్యాన్యపుణ్యాని చ తత్ఫలాని.
అయం జీవః, అయం జీవః. సో హీ గివ్స్ మోర్ డీటెయిల్స్ అబౌట్ దిస్ జీవ, అయం జీవః. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ జీవ? బుద్ధి ప్లస్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. వి ఆల్రెడీ సా దాట్. అదర్వైజ్ కాల్ విజ్ఞానమయ. సో దిస్ విజ్ఞానమయ ఆర్ జీవ ఈస్ అహం స్వభావ. కాన్స్టెంట్లీ రెఫర్స్ టు హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ హ్యాస్ అహం, 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 ఐ, ఐ. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ క్లెయిమింగ్ ది ఆత్మ చైతన్యం, ది ఒరిజినల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, ది హీ క్లెయిమ్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ దట్ ద బుద్ధి ఎట్సెట్రా అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ అహం స్వభావ. సో అగైన్ దిస్ ఈస్ అహం స్వభావ, దిస్ ఈస్ బహువ్రీహి సమాహ సమాసం. అహం ఇది అభిమాన ఏవ స్వభావ ఎస్ ఎస్. సో ద వన్ హూస్ నేచర్ ఈస్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ కాన్స్టెంట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్. స్వామి చిన్మయానంద హీ యూసెస్ ద వర్డ్ ఈగో సెంట్రిక్. ఓకే, వెన్ డిడ్ ఆల్ దిస్ స్టోరీ స్టార్ట్? అనాదికాల. దిస్ జీవా హ్యాస్ స్టార్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ బిగినింగ్లెస్ టైమ్, నాట్ ఎస్టర్డే ఆర్ sometime in the reasonable past, beginningless time. That is why during the upakarma, yajur upakarma and all that things, shravani purnima, in the sankalpa, what they say, anadi avidya vasanaya aneka shareeshu bahuda punapunaha janitva. Having taken, you know, so all kinds of karmas I have done, it is said, so existing from beginningless time. And what about pralaya? During pralaya, what happens? Remember, during the pralaya also, the jiva does not die. There, we remain in the dormant condition, in the potential condition, unmanifest condition. And in the next srishti, creation, this jiva comes back. And samasta vivahara odha. He alone carries out. Odha means carries out. Odha. The one who carries out, the one who performs. Vahati iti odha. ఓదృశబ్ద. సో రకారాంత పుల్లింగ. సో ఓదృశబ్ద ఓడా, ఓడారౌ అండ్ ఓడారహ. సో దిస్ ది వన్ హూ క్యారీస్ అవుట్ ఓడా, వన్ హూ క్యారీస్ అవుట్ వాట్ సమస్త వ్యవహార, ఆల్ ది ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, ఫిజికల్, వెర్బల్, మెంటల్, ఆల్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్. సో వైదిక, సో విహిత కర్మాస్, వైదిక కర్మాస్, లౌకిక కర్మాస్, నిషిద్ధ కర్మాణి, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ డన్ బై వాట్? By the Vijnanamaya only, indicating that Atma is akarta abhokta. Atma is not karta, is not bhokta also. So this word we have to stress, because once we know that Vijnanamaya is karta, Atma is akarta, Vijnanamaya is karta. So Vijnanamaya is karta and bhokta. So when we come to Atma, we can own up Atma as akarta. Once we know Vijnanamaya is karta, ఆత్మ ఇస్ అకర్త అభోక్త. నాణ్యం గుణేభ్య కర్తారం యదా ద్రష్టాను పశ్యతి గుణేభ్యశ్చ పరం వేత్తి మద్భావం సోది గచ్చతి. శ్రీకృష్ణ ఆసెట్. సో దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ తైత్తిరీయ ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో విజ్ఞానం యజ్ఞం తనుతే కర్మాణి తనుతేపి చ. సో విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ అలోన్ ఇస్ కర్త, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఆత్మ. సో సమస్త వ్యవహార ఓడ. So in simple language we can call it means karta. Okay, then the question is, what type of actions do they perform, this jiva? What type of actions the jiva performs? Shankaracharya says, punyani apunyani cha karmani karoti. This jiva performs పుణ్యకర్మాస్ పుణ్యాని మారల్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ రైచియస్ యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ అపుణ్యాని కర్మాణి ఇమ్మారల్ ఆర్ అన్రైచియస్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆల్సో సమ్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ హీ డస్ సమ్ ఇమ్మారల్ యాక్షన్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ అండ్ సమ్ డెలిబరేట్లీ ఆల్సో ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ వాట్ డిటర్మిన్స్ ద క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ హూ ఈస్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ టు డిసైడ్ దాట్ పీపుల్ విల్ లైక్ టు సే ఇట్ ఈస్ ద లార్డ్ బికాస్ ఇట్స్ ఈజీ ఓ లార్డ్ ఇస్ ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ద కాస్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఓన్లీ అన్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ బికాస్ హీ ఈస్ ద వన్ హూ ఎనేబుల్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద భగవాన్ అవర్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ గవర్న్డ్ బై టూ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ వన్ ఇస్ అవర్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ద సెకండ్ వన్ అవర్ హ్యాబిట్స్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ డిటర్మిన్ అవర్ యాక్షన్స్ when the negative vasanas are habit when that is powerful the understanding the knowledge part that becomes should become more powerful so Shankaracharya says purva vasanah sankaroti again purva vasana means again the bahuvrihi samasa purvaha vasanah yasya saha purva vasana so governed by past habits he does more of the action so one has to take stock of one's habits and behavior often very often one has to see whether any fundamental changes have to be made am I going in the right track or not is my thinking in the correct direction or not one has to take stock of one's own habits all the time Shankaracharya says therefore this person does actions governed by purva vasanas so purva vasanasan vasanahasan punyani apunyani cha karmani karoti api he also performs okay merely doing actions alone that's okay no problem but unfortunately even action every action what does it do it produces a result that also is okay but every product result every produced result that comes back to whom to me alone because the law of karmas is what yaha karta saha eva bhokta bhavati so the result will come back to me alone so in the cosmic computer if you take this the law of nature the cosmic computer there is no virus at all for some mistake to happen I will have to reap the results of my own karma so tat phalani bungte from the next shloka the first word of the next shloka 187 we have to bring it here so first word of next shloka so kaha bungte who experiences jivaha bungte this jiva that means what not only jiva is karta is the doer in the second line samasta vyavahara odha it is the karta Shankaracharya says the jiva is bhokta also the second line he says karta jiva is also bhokta he says so he has to start facing the music what type of music he has to face that is given in the next shloka we will read shloka 187
bhunte vichitra swapiyo nishuvrajanna nayati niryadya davurdvamesha asyaiva vijnanamayasya jagrate స్వప్నాత్యవస్థాః సుఖ దుఃఖ భోగః సో బుంక్తే మీన్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ యాక్చువల్లీ ద వర్డ్ ఏషః సెకండ్ లైన్ ఏషః బుంక్తే సెకండ్ లైన్ ఏషః బుంక్తే ఏషః జీవః విజ్ఞానమయః సాభాసిక బుద్ధిః బుంక్తే ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ అండర్స్టూడ్ సో హీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ అండ్ వాట్ హీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు బ్రింగ్ ది తత్ఫలాని ఆఫ్ ద ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక తత్ఫలాని బుంక్తే He experiences the results of all his actions. And the results, they finally crystallize in the form of what? In the form of sukham and dukham, pleasure and pain. The way sukham and dukham they come, it will vary. Because in a house, for example, there is some event happening in a house. The event being same, different people respond differently. One may be very happy at the conclusion of the event. Another person may be very unhappy. So even if all people are happy or unhappy, there is still a gradation in each of them. That means the event itself is neither sukham or dukham, but it is determined by how my mind interprets the event. Which is determined by what? By again two factors. Our purva vasana is number one, and number two, our knowledge or our jnanam. If jnanam is not there, knowledge is not there, the purva vasanas, they determine that. Which varies from individual to individual. Vasanas vary. So the interpretation and colorations, they vary. Therefore, the sukha dukkhas, they also vary. But if jnanam is powerful, it is not guided by only vasanas, but jnanam is powerful enough, then the jnanam can overpower the vasana and the interpretation will be healthy. That is how, in the case of a jnani, his interpretation is so healthy that even the worst event is incapable of giving him sorrow. So, guruna api dukkhena na vichalyate, 6th chapter. So, like for example, they talked about the philosopher. There's a philosopher who was given the tragic news that his ship sank and all the properties and all the belongings, all his wealth, they are all lost completely. When he was told that information, first he asked, what? The way, that's what he asked. Almost the heart came to the mouth. That's how he first act. So if he had a weak heart, perhaps he might have even collapsed. That what is what? Driven by vasana. It's a vasana-based interpretation. And suddenly, he being a philosopher and has the knowledge came and the interpretation changed. And then he added only one extra word. What is that? So what? So even the first response is what? Immediately, one should be able to say, so what? Therefore, bhunte. The final result is sukham and dukkham based on vasana-based or jnana-based interpretation. Not only he experiences sukha and dukkha in this body, since the karmas are infinite in number, he can never exhaust them in the same life. He may have to take other bodies. So Shankaracharya says, vichitrasu yonishu vrajan. Going to yoni. Yoni literally means womb. But here it is various bodies. He goes through lot of bodies, takes several births. What all bodies, if we want to know, we have to only see a Discovery Channel or something like that. What all types of insects, animals, plants, unimaginable combinations, they are all there. And remember, we may become one of them in some future Janma perhaps, if our karmas are along those lines. So, vichitrasu. And the creatures in the ocean, they are much, much vaster and numerous than the land. Because the land is nearly only 1/4 of the ocean, of the size, so much size. So, vichitrasu api yonishu vrajan. And ayati niryati. He enters these bodies, experiences pleasures and pain. And niryati, he quits the bodies. Like what? Vasamsi jirnani yada vihaya. Ayati, he comes, niryati, goes out. So, adaha urdvancha. Both upwards and downwards he travels. He goes up. Goes up means what? Get higher shariras, better bodies. And down, lower shariras, lower bodies. Urdvam gacchanti sattvastaha madhye tishtanti rajasaha jaganya gunavrutastaha ado gacchanti tamasaha. Krishna said, so all different types of births. One goes through many bodies. So, adaha urdvam yeshaha ayati niryati. Not only that, asya vijnanamayasya eva avastaha. All the three states of experience, avastaha, jagrat avastha, swapna avastha, sushupti avastha, they also belong to this jiva only. Atma does not have any of these avastha trayas. Atma illumines them. Atma is the illuminator and jiva is the possessor of all the avasthas. We have to differentiate the possessor and the illuminator. For example, the hand is possessed by the body. And the light illuminator illumines the body. So, illuminator is not the possessor. Therefore, Vijnanamaya alone possesses all the three avastas. Atma is avastatraya rahitaha. It is beyond these avastas. And what are those avastas? Jagrat swapnadi. Jagrat avastha, swapna avastha, and adipadatim, sushupti avastha also should be understood. So, sushupti avastha is resting avastha. We can call it a resting avastha. Why resting is given? resting should be given to us so that he can come back again and receive more thrashing in life. In those olden days, it seems the criminals, for example, when they are punished, when he can no more withstand the beating or whatever it is, he is given a break. And after the break, they even apply oil and all those things on the body. For what? To whip more and punish him even more. And then afterwards, similarly goes through so many times. So all of us are in the samsara imprisonment. And the Lord, through the samsara whip, thrashes. When we can no more withstand, we are given a temporary break called the sushupti. And again, we are brought back and whipped up. It's samsara. And the fellow does not understand this and says, samsara is wonderful. That's what Acharya is wondering. He smiles and tells, therefore, asya eva avastaha. And through these avastas, sukha dukkha bhogaha. The jiva acquires sukham and dukkham. He goes through pleasures and pains. Kovedadav swaraprokto vedante cha pratishtitaha. Tasya prakritilinasya yaparasya maheshwaraha. Sri Krishna arpanamastu. All right.